Gary, let's take a couple of minutes. I want to talk about the 4R certification program here in Ohio. This is quite a program with quite an objective in front of it.
Yes, we're really excited about the program. We've been working on it for probably close to three years, and this year we launched it in March, and next week is really the culmination of those 3 years, getting the training done for the auditors, and hopefully have our first certifications happening.
So what's the response been like?
Well, it's been very positive from all sorts of different partners. The environmental community is really excited to see agriculture take such a large role and a huge step forward in taking care of Lake Erie. The agricultural folks, whether it's ag businesses or farmers, are excited to see that there's a plan and something that is easy to comprehend, the 4 R's of nutrient stewardship, the right rate, the right time, the right source, and the right place of fertilizer is easy for them to understand, and are really happy that this program is based on science and something that's flexible for them to use.
Kira, here at the beginning of this program, what has impressed you the most?
It has been just amazing to see the broad, diverse group of people coming together from all sorts of different backgrounds and understandings to come together and put this program together. You know, we had ag businesses, the Nature Conservancy, even Ohio Clean Marinas program was part of the discussion, universities and researchers. It's just been amazing to see the partners come together and have an end product in what I would say is a very short amount of time.
You mentioned at the beginning that the certification process really kicks off here this next week with the training of the independent auditors. Tell us more about the auditors and what their role will be in this certification process.
Sure. So the program itself is a voluntary program, and the folks that come out and audit the ag businesses to ensure that they're in fact implementing the 4 R's are private. It's not a government agency. They're all privately contracted with, and we're training free individuals to be able to do certifications within the Western Lake Erie Basin, and those three individuals will go out to the retailer and sit down with them and go through, you know, their records and recommendations for nutrient management, and just have both a dialogue and a checklist all at the same time to make sure that those retailers are in fact implementing the 4 R's. So next week we'll have the first certifications happening during the training, and we won't know for sure for another 2 or 3 weeks whether or not those retailers are certified or not, because of the process that auditor has to go through with that retailer, kind of a back and forth, making sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So we hope by the first week or so in August that we'll be able to say for sure whether we have certifications that have been approved or not.
So once certified, will they have to go through a recertification at some point?
So that's a really good question. It's kind of a process. So we have the 4R standard has a phased-in approach. Over the first 3 years, all of the pieces of the standard will need to be met. So it's likely that each year for the first 3 years, an auditor will need to go out to an ag business and make sure that they're implementing the 4 R's in person. After that, it's on a rotation. So every third year, the auditor would go in person, and in those off years, the ag business or the retailer would essentially fill out some paperwork and make sure that they're continuing to implement the standard.
Carrie, I think the last number I saw was like 49 service providers were signed up for the certification program.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an opportunity for others to still get involved in the program?
Oh, definitely. It's a sort of an ongoing sign-up process. After next week, there's going to be a number of additional pieces implemented, opportunities really, for ag businesses to learn more about how they can become certified. And hopefully, over the winter season, maybe some in the summer also, but during the winter season when people are more in the meeting season mode, we'll be able to go visit with retailers and, you know, some of the if they're farmer board members and talk about what the program is and the pieces and parts of it and be able to explain more on a one-on-one basis how to become certified. So we do have that opportunity out there. Jim Lake is a retired conservationist, and he's going to be helping ag businesses with that.
Carrie, take just a moment. For those outside of agriculture, what will mm-hmm. this program in the end mean to the western basin of Lake Erie?
We really think what we've put together is going to help clean up Lake Erie and reduce the amount of nutrients getting into the lake, which should reduce the amount of algal blooms that happen on a typically an annual basis now. So we're really excited to see those benefits to the lake, benefits to drinking water. So many people get their drinking water from Lake Erie, and we have research. We have a $1.25 million research program that is starting essentially in 2 weeks and will run for 5 years. And it will evaluate the environmental impacts of the program, the economic impacts, and also any additional societal benefits of the program. And that was funded through the fertilizer industry. So we were really excited to get that funding to do that research and show exactly what the impact is of the 4R certification program.
Carrie, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would just like to say thank you to all of you in agriculture that have done a great job of embracing the 4Rs and promoting good science to grow more crops and keep the nutrients in the field. We're all in this together, and it's great to see such broad support for the certification program and other conservation measures to keep the lake clean and grow more food.